universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
A Monday night slaughter. That's what Carl Bernstein said about the departure of Andrew McKay, because he knows that there's more coming. There's a lot more coming. And it's not just this memo. It's the Inspector General's report that is going to be taking a lot more people. A Monday night slaughter. Well, you know, yet another reference to Watergate from one of the two guys that was credited with finding and discovering the Watergate story. I mean, there was a lot behind that. These two Cub reporters were fed that information. But nevertheless, they've become heroes. And so they go to him for these kinds of analogies. And let's hope that it is a slaughter. Let's hope that there really are people who are actually fired and put in jail for obstruction of justice rather than being allowed to take an early retirement along with pay. I mean, Andrew McCabe, just like we typically see with these guys who are on the street cops who wind up beating or killing people, and even when they get caught on video, they get a paid vacation. Nothing happens to them. Frequently, they don't even get fired, but they never go to jail. Now, let's hope that doesn't happen with the FBI. We need to start demanding that when people commit criminal acts, and because it is an organization, folks, there isn't anything magical about wearing a uniform or having a badge or being elected to office that suddenly makes you into some kind of a cardboard saint. I mean, these are still people that we have to put in these offices. That's why we have laws, to prosecute people who violate these laws. And if they don't violate these laws, then it isn't just a single criminal, it's a criminal system, because we make the criminality systemic. And this has been going on a long time. I'm going to talk about McCabe and Mr. Mueller. remember that movie? McCabe and Mrs. Miller. This is Mr. Mueller. We're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the memo on the FBI abuse. What happened with that? We've got an update on 5G. And I've got an update on a story that I did just before I came to work for InfoWars. A story about testing on humans. And I want to contrast and compare for you what has just happened in Germany. In Germany, they had a consortium of German automobile manufacturers like BMW and VW and others had put together they had a very different goal in mind than the EPA did here in America. In America, they wanted to run some tests deliberately rigged so that they would be able to establish more regulation of internal combustion engines, specifically diesel engines. Diesel engines have been the main competitor to electric vehicles in terms of efficiency. And, of course, electric vehicles are the beard, the sleight of hand that they're using to get people to go along with the takeover of their transportation system. So we're going to lay all that out for you. But the key thing here that I find interesting is that this has caused a huge scandal in Germany. The people there are very sensitive to accusations of testing on humans after the Nazis, obviously. And we made those analogies as the testing was being done by the EPA at the University of North Carolina in Research Triangle Park, where I lived, at the medical center of the University of North Carolina. We showed that they were testing on humans. And we showed that they were not only testing on humans, but they were deliberately seeking out sick humans to try to get the kind of results that they wanted. It was discovered by Steve Malloy. He took it to an organization I was working with. They made it public. They filed a lawsuit. They tried to get an injunction against it. And guess what? We found crickets. Crickets were the response. Most of the mainstream media didn't care. I mean, some of them picked it up after a month or two. We had Forbes pick up an article about it. Most of them didn't care. Most of them didn't report. And the government shut it down and said, no, we're going to continue to test on human beings. So when we look at 5G, and we look at the fact that this is part of this takeover of our societies, not just our transportation. This is the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, the agenda for the 21st century. And as we look at that, I want you to remember that they don't care about you as humans. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been removed from the Bureau just one day after the FBI chief read the secret FISA memo. McCabe's roles in both the Clinton email investigation and Russia probe came into question after it was reported last week that he is named in the four-page memo alleging shocking revelations of collusion and corruption. McCabe's removal comes the day after acting FBI Director Christopher Wray read the FISA memo on Capitol Hill and on the day the House votes on its release. Though McCabe is set to retire sometime in March, the timing of this development is pretty peculiar. One source said McCabe was exercising his retirement eligibility and characterized his decision as stepping aside. And McCabe was even taunted on Twitter by President Trump after news of his retirement broke in December. Trump tweeted, "FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go." Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Tuesday, January the 30th, 2018. And I have an update on a story that I did just before I came here. Infowars 5 years ago. I mentioned that at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about German automakers testing on human beings. But actually, we had the EPA under Obama doing that here as well and getting away with it. It's created quite a stir in Germany. But it shows us a bigger picture of what is going to be coming with autonomous cars and with 5G. And we got an update on 5G as well. But before we get into that, I want to talk about what's happened with the release of the memo. I want to talk about McCabe and Mr. Mueller, whatever his name is. We'll get that worked out someday before he gets fired, at least, hopefully. Should be put in prison. But anyway, we'll talk about Mueller. Let's start out with the memo on FBI abuse. Now, the interesting thing about this is the timing of these events. I want to play a clip for you. Let's get video number two. This came a day after the current director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, went to Capitol Hill to take a look at this memo. The people who were getting ready to release the memo called him up and said, we'd like for you to come over and take a look at this and point out any inaccuracies. And he said, well, I'm going to need to have my people take a look at this. And he he took it back. And the next day, McCabe resigns. You know, Andy? Not the Andy from Toy Story, but the Andy from the texts back and forth between Peter Strzok and his mistress lawyer. So here's a clip talking about the FBI boss going to Capitol Hill on Sunday to take a look at this four-page memo.
Yes. Yeah, when I've heard the members of Congress say that they're shocked by what's happened and when they've read this FISA memo and its KGB-like tactics, I thought this is exactly the way that I felt when the IRS was targeting groups with Tea Party and Patriots in their name and asking for the contents of people's prayers, books that they've read, who they've spoken to, who spoke at events. The list goes on and on and on.
That's Hold it there a second. Hold it there a second. Do you hear that? The lady who is talking in is somebody who is with one of the Tea Party groups. And what she is talking about is the abuse of the Obama administration. Let's not lose track of the fact that all of this happened under the Obama administration. The prosecution of more journalists and whistleblowers under the 1917 Espionage Act than all of the previous presidents combined. So over 100 years, Obama went after journalists and whistleblowers more than all the previous presidents combined of the previous 100 years under that old law. And then he went after the Tea Party groups. And you remember the FBI, the IRS, played the game of slow walking the stuff through. They started asking them about, what kind of prayers do you say? All that kind of stuff. I mean, that's Obama's America. That's the kind of America that the Democrats have put together. And these are the people who are talking about Russia trying to overthrow our country. I don't really know that if we had Russia overthrow our country, we would recognize a difference between the America under the Democrats and America under Russians, under Soviet Russians. I don't think we would notice the difference. Might even be better with the Russians that we've got today, because only 30% of them are communists, right? I don't think I could say the same thing about the Democrat Party. I think there's a far higher percentage of Democrats who are communists. And we'll make that case as we get into the smart cities initiatives that these people are supporting. But let's go back to what this one lady who was part of a Tea Party group, talking about the abuse, talking about the Gestapo, Stalinesque tactics done by the FBI, the IRS, under the Obama administration. And that's where this all ends. That's where the buck finally goes, is to President Obama himself. And he just got a lawyer this last week. He just lawyered up. Yeah, there's a storm coming for Obama. Let's go back to this clip.
Expect from the Obama administration, whether it was from the Fast and Furious scandal, the IRS targeting that happened to groups like mine, the congressional exemption from Obamacare, or granting DACA status to people who entered this country illegally. That administration was lawless, and they had a flagrant disregard for the rule of law.
And not transparent. And that's one of the issues and one of the reasons that the Trump administration is saying that this memo should be released. Least because of, you know, being transparent.
Right, exactly. When the targeting was happening to us, nobody believed that it was happening until finally Lois Lerner admitted it. And then we began to get some of the facts about what was happening. We need to see this memo. We paid for it. We deserve to see it so we can judge for ourselves exactly what happened. That requires transparency. And then we need to hold the people accountable if what we think is in this memo actually comes to be accurate and true.
That's Jenny Beth Martin, and she's absolutely right. DACA, folks, is another example of the lawlessness of the Obama administration. As much as these this dragnet surveillance of the American public, as much as the surveillance of opposition politicians with all the apparatus of the national surveillance state, DACA is also a lawless act. There has never been a law that gave us DACA. There has never been a Dream Act passed that has been proposed by the Democrats, but it has never passed. And so when we accept as a given, as a framework for having security, I have a real problem with that. We're going to talk about CACA later, because that's exactly what this is, and that's what it will turn this country into. You want to talk about an asshole? That's what that bill will turn this country into. Not just because of the number of people that will be given amnesty. You can talk about whether it's going to be 1.8 million or whether it's going to be the original 0.8 million that they were talking about. The issue is that we would accept a lawless principle here, that we would show ourselves to have no spine and no respect for our own law. How do we expect people from other countries to respect the laws of the United States, the immigration laws of the United States, when we don't respect them? And the ultimate disrespect of our immigration law will be to say that these people who came here and stayed here illegally, that we don't have the heart to deport them. That we are going to tell future foreign citizens who want to criminally trespass and come live here in America that they can do so with impunity. Because eventually, you'll find some bleeding heart Republican as well as bleeding heart Democrats to say, well, we're just going to have to give you voting rights, even though you don't care about our laws. Because we don't care about our laws either. We don't have respect for our country either. It's the principle. And it's showing them that that is the biggest magnet you can have. You want to talk about the fact that we've got jobs that are being offered that undercut Americans? That they want cheaper labor. The business interests that run the Republican Party want cheaper labor. So they're going to use that to open the borders. Or the Democrats want voters that they can't otherwise win. Because the people coming from these countries don't realize, even in spite of Venezuela, they don't realize that socialism and communism don't work. I mean, maybe what we should do. Here's what we should do. And somebody left this comment the other day because I mentioned it. I said, hey, what if they were Russian voters? You know, the Russians could have taken over this country, or the Chinese during the Cold War. They just send people in one at a time and start to live on our welfare state. And then gradually they become citizens because we don't have the heart to send them home. And we give them voting rights, and then they vote in a communist government from China, or a Russian communist government, or the Germans could have done the same thing with Britain. Just send over Germans a little bit at a time, and they didn't have to invade. They didn't have to fight a war. They just stop right there at Dunkirk and just wait, and then send the Germans over one or two at a time, and then get the right to vote. And then they vote in Adolf Hitler as their new leader. Vote out Churchill and vote in Hitler. They could have done it without firing any shots. And that's what we're looking at here. So maybe what we should do is we should take the attitude that, hey, you know, you want to talk about hacking the elections with Russians? The Democrats are trying to hack the election with people from Central and South America or other countries, Muslims or whatever. So let's just tell people that these are not Hispanics. They're actually Russians in disguise. Those clever Russians. They're so clever. They came here disguised as people from Central and South America. They're passing as Mexican. And they want to take over our government. Maybe we could get the Democrats interested in that.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at what's going on with the FBI. I got off on the DACA issue. I tell you what, the amnesty and path to citizenship, I don't care how many people it is or how long it takes, is something that I just cannot accept. Cannot and will not accept. It is a total reversal of what the Republicans and President Trump have promised us from the very beginning, and I am sick and tired of politicians saying one thing to get elected and doing another thing when they get in. And it is an existential issue for the United States. But let's talk about the dirty tricks coming from the Democrats, the coup that they are trying to do, because there's some good stuff that is happening in the Trump administration. And there was a lot of criminal action that was going on in the Obama administration. A lot of people need to go to jail. But we need to stop the FBI and the NSA and the CIA and the Congress and the rest of these people who are violating our rights. That's where it began. It begins when you allow them to do it to anybody that they choose. And, of course, then they choose to do it against the people that they find the most threatening to them. Or as Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA and the CIA, said, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. And they were very interested in President Trump. They found him very interesting. And they wanted to take him and his people down. And this is what we are now learning. The criminality of the entire leadership of the police state, of the surveillance state. What a surprise that when you create a lawless framework. Oh, there's that word again, framework. When we're talking about the border security being held hostage to a lawless idea, a memo from Homeland Security Director saying she wasn't going to enforce the law. Well, these people said, well, you know what, we're not going to enforce the law either. All those laws, those prohibitions against general warrants, saying that you have to have a specific warrant against people. You say, well, we're not going to play with that. So you create a framework that has absolutely nothing to do with the law or the Constitution or with America. Yeah, these people who shut everything down say, you know, America is based on an idea. What is that idea? They always fail to say what that idea is. That idea was to protect individual liberty, to protect our property, to protect our rights. That's what they don't want to talk about. But let's go back to what's going on with the memo here. As I pointed out before, we had the current director of the FBI, Christopher Wray. And, of course, we reported last week that Attorney General Sessions went to him and said, you really need to clean house here at the FBI. You need to be above the appearance of evil, above the appearance of corruption. And that's one of the reasons why Attorney General Sessions recused himself. He went way, way, way beyond the appearance of evil. Just because somebody questioned whether or not he, as a senator, had talked to a Russian ambassador. It's like, okay, I'm out of all this. I have absolutely nothing to do with it. And then he turned it all over to these guys. Rosenstein is going to be the next shoe to drop, I think. And I'll tell you why here in just a moment. But he turns it over to all these guys, the usual suspects who've been part of the Clinton gang, crime gang, the organized crime family. That's why I started calling it, instead of Washington, D.C., I call it Washington RICO. It's a racketeering influence and corrupt organizations. That's what we have in Washington, D.C. That's what these three-letter agencies are. If you want to just sum it up, it's a massive RICO gang. But Sessions had gone to Christopher Wray and said, get rid of some of these people. And Wray had gotten very upset with him and threatened to quit. And then as the House is getting ready to release this four-page summary of what they had investigated, that was not investigated, interestingly enough, by the FBI, by Andrew McCabe and others, as they showed that to Christopher Wray, he said, they said, do you find anything inaccurate about this? Oh, let me take this back and look at it a little bit more. And that was Sunday. And then the next day, Andrew McCabe resigns. So let's pick this up. I want to go with a video 5 of Pelosi in just a moment. But as they're talking about it, of course, there was also pushback from other people in the Department of Justice, not just from Christopher Wray at the FBI, but you had Associate Attorney General Stephen Boyd. I don't really know where this guy is in the hierarchy. I mean, you've got, it's like all these bureaucracies. I mean, they just load it up with people. I mean, is this a guy some third or fourth level peon? I don't know, but he got a lot of attention. The Deputy Attorney General is Rod Rosenstein, and he's the one who's running the special prosecution without having any legal authority, I would add. I mean, if you've got Attorney General Sessions who wants to avoid the appearance of any evil, then why doesn't he avoid the appearance of operating without any legal authority? Because there is no special prosecutor law that expired in 1999. I've mentioned that many times. I'm not going to go into that again now. But there is no special prosecutor law. So what are we even doing here if we want to reform the organization? Let's not only just get the bad people out, let's actually start to have laws that we abide by. You know, a legal framework instead of just a framework where we can frame people, where we can play hangman. That's really what's going on. And this whole thing was a frame-up job because we didn't have a legal framework. We didn't have an administration that cared about laws. So as Trump is on his way to Davos, he sees this memo, and we reported on it last week, from Stephen Boyd, some apparatchik in the bureaucracy, saying this would be extraordinarily reckless for the House Republicans to release the memo because they had the authority. As we said before, what happened yesterday was one way that it could have been released, and they decided to do it that way, to have the House Intelligence Committee have a vote and release it. The other thing that could have been done, you could have had one individual take the heat and stand up and be a hero. They didn't have the guts to do that. Just read it on the floor. And they wanted to say, well, we're going to be very responsible about this. We're going to show it to the FBI director. He freaks out and McCabe is gone. But you've got this guy pushing back and saying it would be reckless to do this. And the reports from Bloomberg and others are that President Trump hit the ceiling in the plane when he saw that. He goes, what are these people doing? They said he saw it as yet another example of the Justice Department undermining him and stymieing Republican efforts to expose what the president sees as the politically motivated agenda. That's precisely what it was. And just as we've seen the Department of Justice cover for the crimes of the FBI and the BLM at the Bundy Ranch, and as we pointed out yesterday, doing the same thing with the Hammonds in Oregon, they do it with the little people. You can bet they're going to do it with the big guys when they've got a lot at stake. Because not only do they want to run the government, but they don't want to have anybody in there that's going to uncover their crimes. And now their crimes are being uncovered. They didn't want to have that happen. So they say it capped a week where President Trump and senior White House officials personally approached Attorney General Jeff Sessions and asked White House Chief of Staff John Kelly to speak to others and to warn them that they either need to do their job or go down as the worst of these people in history. So in light of that, let's listen to what Nancy Pelosi has to say about all of this. Let's play the clip number 5.
This is not reckless.
Christopher Wray got the director of the FBI, obviously, recently selected by President Trump. He got the memo. He could have come out and said, this is reckless, don't release it.
Let me just say this with all due respect. You really don't know what you're talking about right now.
But did Christopher Wray look at
it? Yeah, well, we're going to find out about that, aren't we? We'll be right back. Nancy Pelosi says, well, you don't know what you're talking about. We know exactly what's going on. We've been telling you for quite some time, and now it's being revealed. You're going to see the documents, just like we did with Ed Snowden. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I've got a lot of news that I'm aching to get to, but I feel it's important to talk about this story, even though, quite frankly, I'm really kind of tired of talking about the corruption of the police state, the surveillance state, the FBI, and these people, and the attempted coup, the criminal actions, the illegal actions, the illegal framework, the illegal executive orders, the illegal statements from the Department of Homeland Security that they're not going to do their job. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. And this particular stuff we've been talking about since before the election. It is now coming out. And so it is important to cover this as it is breaking. But it's like, you know, yeah, I've said this. We've talked about this for so long and said this is exactly what's happening. So it's nice that we can say, yeah, we told you so. But I really want to talk about where this is going. And that's what's coming up later in the program. The human experimentation. And you're about to be a part of a great big experiment that you don't know anything about. It's called 5G. It's called Smart Cities. It's called the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. It's what they were talking about at the Consumer Electronics Show, at the Detroit Auto Show. They couldn't stop talking at the Consumer Electronics Show about smart cities. Agenda 21. Yeah, that's happening now too. We've been telling you about that even, well, I would say even longer, because that's We've been telling you about the surveillance state, of course, since September 11th. Alex has been talking about it. Many of us have been talking about it. And we've been telling you about the coup that was going on even before the election. And it continued on through the transition, through the beginning of the presidency of President Trump. And so it's very important to understand this corruption that began with 9/11 that has now risen to be an open coup, and it is now being openly taken down. So it's important to talk about that. But it's also important to talk about this agenda to take over our lives, every aspect of our lives. And one of the key things about this is we look at these memos. You know, we've got the four-page memo, which is really talking about the FBI's abuse of power, their misuse of the FISA court, giving them a fictional document that was funded and created by the DNC, using that as a basis to get a particular warrant, which typically the FISA court is not being used that much for. They use it to get general warrants against people, which is an absolute destruction of the Constitution and the intention. I mean, they had had a revolution to get rid of general warrants that were being put out by the British government. That's why we have the Fourth Amendment. But of course, that's all being forgotten now. We're going to have to fight that revolution again because people don't understand the principles and they've given up on this. Because I tell you, as we look at this, the big issue for me, as big as what is happening now with this memo and the criminal actions that are happening with the FBI and others who abused this system, is also what happened with the NSA. And I think, you know, when we look at that 100-page document from the NSA that William Binney came on to talk about, the real thing about that is that isn't, you know, yes, they use that system to spy on people to get that information and the FISA court and so forth. But I think the key thing about that to me is that the Congress, this Congress right now knew about that. They knew about that 100-page NSA document. And they not only reauthorized that kind of conduct, as we saw evidence that the NSA was violating the law. In other words, committing crimes, that's what they would call it if you and I did it. They would call it crimes. With them, it's mistakes were made. Or we had violations. Or we went over the rules a little bit. Or we extended and stretched the rules a little bit. So what did our current Congress do, knowing that that was going on? They not only reauthorized it, but they loosened the restrictions so they don't have to stretch it so much. That's what I think is despicable. And that goes to the Republicans and the current Congress that we have there. As Rand Paul said, look at that. You know, they reauthorized that and they shut up about all this stuff. They kept quiet about it until the day after they reauthorized this unconstitutional, illegal spying on you and I. And then they suddenly discover, and they write the memo. And Rand Paul said, oh, what irony. It wasn't irony. It was hypocrisy and deception. And that's what makes me angry about it. And it's not just the Democrats. The Republicans are every bit as much a part of that. The same structure that was used against President Trump is used against you and I. And they reauthorized it. And the Democrats reauthorized it along with them. But let's talk about what's going on here with the FBI director. He sees this, as Zero Hedge is pointing out in their headline. He is, quote, shocked to his core by the FISA memo. It's reported. McCabe was removed the next day, and more heads are on their way. Sarah Carter went on Fox News and said sources say McCabe may have instructed FBI agents to alter their 302 forms. What is a 302 form? Well, it's the paperwork an agent files after interviewing somebody. She said there's indicators right now that McCabe may have asked FBI agents to actually change their 302s. Those are their interviews with witnesses. So basically, every time an FBI agent interviews a witness, they have to go back and file a report. Hannity said, changes? So then that would be obstruction of justice. And she said, yeah, exactly. This is something the inspector general is investigating. If this is true and not alleged, McCabe will be fired. Oh, so he won't be able to collect his pension. He might get fired, but will he go to jail for obstructing justice? Or will he get the Comey treatment that Comey gave to Hillary Clinton? You know, it's not in our best interest to send people to jail unless who are in powers, unless they're Republicans, right? You got somebody that's in a position of power. If they're a Republican, they can go to jail. If they're a Democrat, no. We're going to let them go. So McCabe has got lots of friends in Democrat places, so he's not going to go to jail. But he could be fired, the ultimate penalty, to be fired and not to be on the dole with a federal pension. Ooh, the thought of it. No, that's not enough. I'm sorry. She goes on to say, I heard they are considering firing him within the next few days if this turns out to be true. And his quitting may just be the beginning. There may be more resignations to come. Let's play video clip number four, Carl Bernstein saying, this is a Monday night slaughter. Well, wait till next Monday. Let's play Carl Bernstein.
Yes, we are seeing a breakdown, and I think we may look back on tonight as the Monday night slaughter of the administration of justice and our institutions of justice in the United States. A real slaughter by an obstructive, irresponsible, partisan gang in the House of Representatives that has put the interests of their party and the President of the United States and his personal fortunes above the national interest. And I think we're going to look back on what happened today and tonight as a turning point. Clearly, since he has become president, Donald Trump has done everything in his power, including working with these enablers on Capitol Hill to make sure that this investigation of him, his family, his aides, his campaign, his transition does not come to fruition. And this was part and parcel of it tonight.
Carl Bernstein, political hack for CNN. That's the way he's going to end up his career. I saw him on the floor of the DNC convention. And I wanted to interview him. He was going to interview with me till he saw I was with InfoWars. No, I'm not going to talk to you. I would have asked him some pretty hard questions. I've got some harder questions I would ask Carl Bernstein right now. He is nothing but a political hack, folks. Anyway, to say that this is the overturning of justice, where has he been since 9/11? I mean, of course, not a lot of this stuff was going on before 9/11. We had the FISA Act because we had the NSA and the CIA wiretapping when phones had wires. They tapped them. When phones don't have wires, they tap the ether. Whatever, you know, they'll get to you anyway. They'll get your metadata. They'll get anything. They don't care if you got wires or not. No wires necessary. We had the FISA Act put in there because these people were snooping on Americans. And they have then turned around and used this FISA court, the FISA Act, as an enabling tool to do it in spades, do it far worse than they ever did. Where's Carl Bernstein, this protector of the Republic, Ben?
FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been removed from the Bureau just one day after the FBI chief read the secret FISA memo. McCabe's roles in both the Clinton email investigation and Russia probe came into question after it was reported last week that he is named in the four-page memo alleging shocking revelations of collusion and corruption. McCabe's removal comes the day after acting FBI Director Christopher Wray read the FISA memo on Capitol Hill and on the day the House votes on its release. Though McCabe is set to retire sometime in March, the timing of this development is pretty peculiar. One source said McCabe was exercising his retirement eligibility and characterized his decision as stepping aside. And McCabe was even taunted on Twitter by President Trump after news of his retirement broke in December. Trump tweeted, FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Going to finish up with what's going on with the FBI. Take a look at what's coming next, who the next person may be, the next shoe to drop in this corrupt administration that we've got there, the FBI, the Department of Justice. They need a clean house. And so who's going to be the next one to be cleaned out? We're going to take a look at that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the products that we sell there that fund this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars is what keeps us independent. The products that we sell directly to you. And we've got some new ones on some deep discount. We've got some of the products that we came out with just as the winter was beginning. CellForce and the Real Red Pill, those are both 50% off. We have Carnivore and Floralife at 33% off. And our newest product, BodEase, as in making things easier for your body, BodEase is 50% off. It's a great way to fight toxins, to support your liver, and to reduce inflammation. And as I've talked about, it's really helped my wife, who has had a problem with her hip ever since her first pregnancy. She had an issue with her hip joint, and this has made a big difference. We got an early release of BodEase, and it's been very effective for her. And that is now 50% off. So take a look at the products that we sell. Take a look at the ingredients. Do your own research. Very important to do your own research. And we have, you can take a look at what the ingredients are. Do your own research. And the thing that I like about InfoWars is that I know when I find something that is effective, I know that we have as pure a quality of that ingredient that you're going to find anywhere else. And so take a look at the products that we have there. That's what supports this operation. I'll mention one other thing before we go. Alexa Pure Breeze, another thing that my family uses. And this time of year when there is so much flu and other things going around, it's great to have something that doesn't just clean the air of odors, but cleans the air of bacteria and other things. That's Alexa Pure, and it is silent and very attractive unit. It is now $50 off. So take a look at that. It's very important this time of year when cold and flu is going around and you've got your house tightly sealed for heating purposes. It's great to keep that air purified. So Alexa Pure Breeze is now $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. Where is this going? A Gateway Pundit says, for those who think that FBI Director Christopher Wray has finished cleaning house, sources within the Bureau say that whistleblowers feel confident that more resignations are coming. So it really will be a massacre if they really do reform the criminals that are at the top of the FBI and other agencies. That's a sad thing. I mean, we're only looking at the FBI. It's the NSA that needs to have some house cleaning going on there as well. We've had multiple NSA whistleblowers right after September 11th. William Binney has been telling us what's been going on there all the time. And, you know, the Congress that played that game on us by reauthorizing the FISA, by reauthorizing what they let NSA do with the Section 702, they should deauthorize that. They should say, oh, you know what? We were mistaken. We didn't know about that. So now we're going to take that back. But no, they're not, because they knew about it before they authorized it. They were just gaming us. Anyway, they're going to say McCabe's announcement comes one day after his boss read the FISA abuse memo. You know, the one that Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi say, oh, there's nothing there. Nothing there. Well, Christopher Wray thought there was something there. And they said that things are going to be even more complicated than that four-page document, because there's another report in the pipeline. And this one is coming from the Inspector General. And Christopher Wray has been looking at that. And that's going to cause many people to go down as well, I believe. And, you know, when we look at this, Daily Caller reports, McCabe is the subject of at least one internal investigation at the Department of Justice. Well, that is true, but it's not limited to just one. There is an action against him by a female employee saying that she was discriminated against, but there's also an ethics investigation because of what happened with his wife and other things. There's at least three that I'm aware of that I have seen before. So he had internal issues with ethics. That's why he should have been fired in the first place, because of those investigations. In this climate, all these people who said, well, you know, just the mere accusation against Judge Roy Moore is enough that he should be removed from office. Well, there was an election that was coming up. People could make their choices, but they were all dumping on him. And we know what was behind that. If you're going to play that game in this politically charged and legally charged environment, McCabe should have gone with all those ethics issues. But then Comey comes out and he said, small people are trying to tear down an institution. And he says, small people, he says, you've stood tall over the last 8 months. He hasn't stood tall. He stood in the way. He stood in the way of an investigation of Hillary Clinton. He and Comey. And he says, Comey says, America needs you. And I would add, America needs you in jail. That's what we need for the health of America. People like Comey, people like McCabe, who obstruct justice, who do it openly. Comey going on television talking about how Hillary Clinton had committed multiple felony violations and then say, but it doesn't serve our interest to prosecute her, but don't you try this at home, and then sends a sailor to jail because he had a couple of pictures of his bunk that were confidential when Hillary Clinton was releasing stuff that was above top secret. This is what is disgusting. What we need to have for this country to be reformed is for these individuals to go to jail. They say that WND is saying ex-Department of Justice official reacts to McCabe's exit and rips politics at the FBI, saying that they believe that Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, ordered the surveillance of former Trump campaign figure Carter Page based on the dossier that was fictional, that was written by the Clinton campaign, and he will be the next one to go, and should be the next one to go. All right, before we run out of time, let's play video clip number 7.
Sarah, the news came down in the last hour that the deputy director of the FBI, Andrew
McCabe, Sarah Sanders Huckabee.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The White House, and is the president back at the end of December, was tweeting about Andrew McCabe in a less than effusive praise manner. What's he thinking about him stepping down?
Look, we've seen the numerous reports, as all of you have, and any specifics, I can tell you none of this decision made by that of the White House, and any specifics I would refer you to the FBI, who I believe will be making a statement later today.
You say that the White House was not involved in the decision, but clearly the president seemed to be involved in a public relations campaign against McCabe.
Oh, look, the president stands by his previous comments, but in terms of the situation today, as I just said, we've seen the reports just as all of you have. We don't have any specific comments, and I would refer you to the FBI for any specifics on the things that are taking place today. Jill?
So when you say that you've seen the reports, does that mean that the president was not informed by anyone at the FBI that this was happening? Has he had any conversation with anything there?
No, he hasn't. Cecilia.
Can you say definitively then that the president did not play a role in Andrew McCabe stepping down?
Yes, I didn't say the president wasn't part of this decision-making process, and we would refer you to the FBI, where Christopher Wray serves as the director, which, as I said last week, and I'll repeat again today, the president has full confidence in him and has put the decisions at the FBI in his hands.
So the press immediately says if President Trump makes a comment, it is a PR campaign. Well, of course it is. Everything that the president says is going to be a PR campaign. But, of course, it's not a PR campaign if the other people say it or if the press mischaracterizes it. That's not a PR campaign. Let me tell you what the PR campaign is. As Zero Hedge points out, it was a conveniently timed leak by NBC to try to shift the narrative by saying, hey, the other thing that President Trump said to Andy McCabe in his office was, ask your wife how it feels to be a loser. Now, that sounds like something that President Trump would say. You might want to ask her now or ask yourself how it feels to be a loser. But regardless of whether or not that was said, and she said, well, the president stands by his previous comments, so maybe he stands by the ask your wife how it feels to be a loser. We don't know if that's true or not, and we don't know if the remarks, whether he made them. And again, if he said something to him about, yeah, who'd you vote for? He knew everything about his wife's background. He knew that Andrew McCabe was a Democrat operative that had been covering for Hillary Clinton. President Trump knew that. If he said that, it was a rhetorical remark, and good for him if he said that. I think you ought to let people know, I know exactly who you are and where you're coming from. And we know where Mueller is coming from as well. Here's what Matt Gaetz had to say about the golden boy, Robert Mueller.
It's not my belief that Robert Mueller should be fired simply because people on his team have viewpoints or even that people have just made political contributions. My concern is that the bias that any person could bring to any job actually seemed to manifest in this case in a conspiracy to undermine the President of the United States. Well, you have Pete Strzok and Lisa Page talking about an insurance policy, talking about meeting in Andy's office.
And Strzok was removed.
Discuss those things. Right, but before that removal.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about Mueller's forgotten surveillance crime spree.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as I look at this, a couple of things stick out to me. One of them is that the House reauthorized this NSA surveillance in spite of that 100-page memo. And then suddenly discovers, oh, look, it was abused the next day. And that's one issue about it. But I think the other thing that it tells us is that if the Democrats truly thought that President Trump was the dictator or potential dictator that they say they think he is, they would be desperately looking at ways to put in checks and balances on this massive surveillance state that includes not only the FBI, but the NSA, the Department of Justice, the FISA court, and so forth and so on. CIA, all that, right? But they don't want to do that. They want to instead engineer a coup to remove him so they can get back in charge of that corrupt organization, that corrupt deep state. And that's really what's going on here, folks. I mean, if we really had honest people and they were really concerned about the abuse by individuals, because anybody is capable of that. That's why the founders who understood human nature, they looked at man from a Christian standpoint, saying that you have an evil nature. We all have an evil nature that needs to be constrained and controlled by others and have to have mechanisms to do that. And so that's why they created a system of attempting to have checks and balances, which were easily subverted, as we have seen over the years. But that was the basis of the checks and balances. They don't want to put any checks and balances on the law enforcement organizations. Instead, it becomes this massive corrupt organization that they can use. And so they just want to get the guy that's currently there out so they can take control of it again. And we've seen what it does when they have control of it. So that gets us back to Bob Mueller. When he was appointed last May as special counsel, Politico magazine was gushing. This is an article by James Bovard on The Hill. They were gushing, and this is what they had to say. Mueller might just be America's straightest arrow, a respected, nonpartisan, and fiercely apolitical public servant whose only lifetime motivation has been his search for justice. And, of course, nobody can get through that sentence without laughing out loud like I just did, because it's so syrupy and false when you look at this in light of the revelations that we've seen. And James Bovard points out, during his 11 years as director of the FBI, Mueller's agency routinely violated not only federal law, but the Bill of Rights for all of us. All of us. This isn't just something that affects Washington politicians or the president. This affects all of us. And as I've pointed out before, they put him in office just 1 week before 9/11. And he's been very, very busy covering up 9/11 from the very beginning. He covered up, and we just got a FOIA request showed that he was covering up documents in Florida that had been discovered about 9/11. He says he was more than clueless. I would say, yeah, he was not clueless. He was covering up, just as he's been covering up for Hillary Clinton and these other crooks. The Bush administration suppressed until the following May the news that FBI agents in Phoenix and Minneapolis had warned FBI headquarters of suspicious Arabs and flight training programs prior to 9/11 and so forth and so on. So all this stuff, all these breadcrumbs that were being put out there, they covered it up. They blamed a lot of this stuff on the Saudis, and they covered it up later on. And then they go on. The FBI, they said, was off and running. Thanks to the Patriot Act, the FBI was able to increase 100-fold, up to 50,000 a year, the number of national security letters. It issues these to citizens, businesses, nonprofit organizations. And once they do this, and you're not allowed to disclose that your data has been raided, they can get data, the FBI can. They can seize records that reveal what a person makes, what they spend money on, with whom they live, who they lived before, how much they gamble, if they buy things online, if they pawn, if they borrow, where they travel, where they invest, what you search for, what you read on the web, who you telephone, who you email at work and at home. You get the idea? So we live under a surveillance state. And Mueller was a part of setting that up. And Mueller was put in place to cover up the false flag of 9/11. And then he was put in place to cover up the crimes of Obama and Hillary Clinton. And that's what we're just now starting to see. All right, when we come back, we're going to move on to what's going on with the human experimentation that you're going to be a part of. Something else to look forward to.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, this past week, and I talked about the bill that had been put into the Senate about banning abortion on demand past 20 weeks. And I said at the time, of course, the Democrats are not going to support that. They don't have a chance of passing that. Maybe they could try. Here's an idea. Maybe when they have funding come up for the government, maybe they could say, well, you know, we want to fund the government. We want to fund the military, but let's not fund the slaughter of babies. So let's stop giving money to any organization that performs abortion, because they do that with organizations in foreign countries, non-governmental organizations in foreign countries. It's called the Mexico City Rule. It was started by President Reagan. And they said, if you have an NGO, like Planned Parenthood, that ostensibly goes to a foreign country to provide health services, let's just imagine that that's what they do here for a moment. And, in theory, and they go there to provide health services, but they also perform abortions, then that NGO will not be able to get money for its operations in that foreign country. So why can't we do that here at home? Now, of course, the Mexico City rule is something that gets put in by Republicans. President Trump put it in, and then George H.W. Bush left it in. And then when Clinton got in, he took it out. Then George W. put it back in, and then Obama took it out. And now President Trump has put it back in. You get the idea, right? You get the idea. It's in, it's out, it's in, it's out, depending on which party is in power. But why can't we do that here at home? And why can't they tie that to a funding bill? Is this a radical proposal to just say that we're not, you know, we're broke? We're borrowing money from the Chinese and the Federal Reserve so that we can murder babies? That's what's going on here, folks. And do you realize that America is one of only seven countries that allows abortion on demand past 20 weeks? We are the bottom of seven countries. You know, there's 160 some odd countries in the world. And so about 153 of those or so, it's a little bit more than 160. Well, let's say just 160 for the sake of argument. So 153 countries don't allow that, but we do. And we not only allow it, but we allow the fiction that Planned Parenthood is focused on women's health, even though they don't do pap smears and mammograms and things like that. They just happen to do abortions. I don't know what else they do that can masquerade as women's health. But they voted 51-46 in favor. So that's probably all the Republicans. They're just doing this when they vote for this. And again, it is a moral issue. They're laying down the framework to say to their voters when they come back, we're on your side. And you need to vote for us. And the Democrats will never vote for life. And of course, they will also not vote for freedom of choice and informed consent when it comes to medical issues, when it comes to mandatory vaccines, or when it comes to what we're going to be talking about here in just a moment. Your informed consent about things like 5G, for example. The communications network that they're getting ready to roll out without any testing, without any sufficient testing. They've already had some tests, and they look pretty bad. But they aren't talking about that, and they're just going to go ahead with their plans. But anyway, when they do this and they put this out there, they know that they're not going to get that, but they won't do the thing that could really start to cut this back. It's great when you're going to take a moral stand and a political position on this, but if you want to do more than just virtue signal, then stop funding the abortions. How about that? Stop funding the abortions at Planned Parenthood if you're really serious about it. Also, when we look at this elitism of these globalists at Davos, as RT points out, headline, Davos, where talk on inequality is cheap, but a burger platter costs you $59. That's the way these guys live. That's the way these guys live. And, you know, as they talk about inequality, what they're talking about, they're talking about inequality because they want to come up with universal basic income. And now we've got the town of Stockton, California, saying that they are going to experiment with this. For 1 year, several dozen Stockton families will get $500 a month, no strings attached, just free money from the government. You know, because they want you to imagine that there is such a thing as free money. I mean, they just, it's this paper that's, you know, printed by the Federal Reserve. Free money, here's $500. How do you like that? You like that? You're going to, yeah, you like, it's like a little drug that they give you. They call it universal basic income. Why are they doing this? Well, it's because the elitists at Davos realize that they're not going to be replacing us with cheap immigrant labor with these visas, which, by the way, in these Republican proposals, they continue to fund worker visas to bring in massive numbers of foreign workers who will undercut you Americans on wages. They continue to do that while they push for a national ID, saying we got to do that to protect your jobs from foreign workers. But what is coming down the road is not even going to be that. They're not going to be replacing with cheap human labor. They're going to be replacing with far, far cheaper robots. Because remember, the word robot is based on a Czechoslovakian word for slave. They're looking at slave labor. It wasn't enough to get slave labor in China. And all this repatriation of capital into the United States is really just in time for them to bring that stuff in and invest it in mechanical slave labor that is located here in the United States. So what are you going to do when you don't have a job? You become the precariat, the hoi poi, the proletariat that now becomes precarious to their position. So they want to get you on the dole to try to pacify you. Now, talking about the robot revolution, there was an article on Drudge yesterday talking about how Japan is running on with this, and Hong Kong and other places in Asia. One of them saying they're going to have a robot, Erica, is going to become a newscaster on a Japanese television station sometime in 2018. And I tweeted that out and I said, well, the question is, how are we going to know when they replace the mainstream anchors with a robot? How will we be able to tell the difference? I don't know how we're going to be able to tell the difference with the robots that they got right now reading off the teleprompters. But that's where this is going. They're going to replace everything. You know, they might replace me with a robot. Who knows? They might replace you. And as we look at these creepy experiments, remember that at Davos, they were talking about synthetic biology. They were talking about CRISPR, which is the DNA editor, the DNA software that has caused a lot of ethical concern with scientists who have been involved in this field. And I find it very interesting that The Sun in the UK, and this was picked up by Drudge yesterday, inside the bizarre world of human-chimp hybrids known as humanzees. I thought, why are they putting out this old story now? I mean, this is a scientist who is now claiming that a human-chimp hybrid was born and then killed in a Florida lab in the 1920s. Why are they telling us this now? You know what they're doing? This is preparing us for the reveal of what they've really been doing with CRISPR and with other things. These chimera that they're creating that are going to be part human, part animal, and it's not going to just be humans and chimpanzees. They're going to create some really frightening, bizarre, freakish things. And they're just preparing us a little bit here, you know, like Hollywood does when they do the movies about these various things about AI taking over our system. about killer robots that are autonomous and so forth. They're just preparing us because this stuff is already being done. It's been worked on for quite some time. Just like they say, well, you know, what if we were to modify the weather in order to help global warming? They've been doing that. They've been doing that for a long time. They're just putting out the information out there as they come along with it. One of the things I thought interesting was the fact that Elon Musk is now come out with a flamethrower. And the people in California are saying, you know what? I don't think a flamethrower is a good idea in California with all the wildfires that we have there. He's preparing to ship the first 10,000 orders of his $500 flamethrower. And let me tell you something. The flamethrower in drought-stricken California is not nearly as dangerous as the Smart Cities initiative that he and others are up to their hips in. We'll talk about that when we come back. And we'll talk about the human experiments on people that we've just seen revealed in Germany and how we didn't really talk about it much or pay any attention when we revealed it 5 years ago.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt. which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
German automakers caught experimenting on humans, and we're not talking about using them as crash test dummies. No, they think you're the dummy. And actually, we exposed a similar thing here in America just as I was beginning with InfoWars a little over 5 years ago. As a matter of fact, it was what I was working on at the time I accepted the job here. And so I had not even started the job here. We passed the report. I'm going to play that report for you, what happened here in America, and contrast it with a different reaction that the Germans had when they found a similar thing happening. But let's talk about some other experiments that are going on, because there's a grand experiment that you're going to be a part of. It's called Smart Cities. The enabling tool, the enabling technology of Smart Cities is 5G technology. It's not the fifth generation, although actually I guess you could say it's kind of the fifth generation, but because it's no longer about the frequency at which it operates. 3G and 4G were 3 gigahertz and 4 gigahertz, and this is something that is a very high frequency, and it creates health issues, as well as the necessity to have a lot of these transmitters. It isn't going to be a situation where there's one cell tower that you can kind of try to avoid. They want to blanket every building, every city, even rural areas with this. And so we had the report that leaked out over the weekend from Axios, saying that there was a national security concern, and the military-industrial complex and President Trump's cabinet was pushing to nationalize this so that they could roll it out more quickly. Now, there's been a pushback against that over the last 24 hours. I want to update you as to what's going on with that, but also give you a little bit of background here. You know, we're told always that you have to give up your liberty, your safety, your security, and everything, because they're going to provide you with safety and security, which never happens. Never happens. It doesn't happen in immigration bills, and it doesn't happen with the surveillance state, and it isn't going to happen with this. But you've got to give up your liberty, they say, and you've got to give up any concerns about health because of this Chinese cyber threat. Well, let's talk about what's going on and how is it really the big bad state actors that are the big problem? A 20-year-old Australian student discovered how you could find U.S. troop locations throughout Syria. How did he do that? Is this guy some kind of a genius? Is he the next Julian Assange? Well, actually, his name is Nathan Ruser. He has an interest in the Syrian conflict, and he has an affinity for maps, they say, on CNN. On Saturday, he came across a tweet of a global heat map from an exercise program called Strava. It was originally published in November 2017, and he noticed that it lit up areas and regions of Syria and the Sahara that are not occupied by civilians. And it indicated, he reasoned, the presence of security forces who were exercising in that area. His findings went viral over this last weekend, exposing remote areas and conflict zones where U.S. military personnel and government officials are seemingly present. This sensitive information could be used to track the running routes and to identify locations where personnel are deployed. So you can see all of a sudden out here in the middle of the desert where nobody is, all of a sudden he notices, oh, look, according to this exercise app that shows where people are working out, I don't know why you would publish that, why you would not turn that off, but there's a lot of people who don't, may not know or be paying attention to the conditions of use to realize that these apps are constantly tracking everything that you do. A good example of the people in the NSA have been lying to us and gaslighting us about, saying, we don't want your metadata. You know, that's not really anything that you should be concerned about. You know, we collect that, but we're not looking. Sorry, they say we want your metadata, but that's nothing you should be concerned about. We just aren't recording your voices and your emails and so forth, right? And this is the way you use metadata. gives you quite a bit of insight. Just a 20-year-old can, college student happens across this, can learn quite a bit from it. It allows users to share their running routes. It tracks their location data using GPS from Fitbit devices, from smartphones, from other health tracking devices. He is studying international security and Middle Eastern studies at Australian National University. He said he noticed the fitness activity pretty much the second I scrolled over Syria. He says it's a bit surprising that it sort of sat there for months. Maybe he's not the only one who noticed that. The map had that incredible amount of data that is quite sensitive. And then you have the people from the establishment saying, you know, we're not really, when it came out and Reuters started talking about it, the Defense Department said, you know, social networks are the bane of operational security. We encourage our defense personnel, wherever they are, to limit their public presence on the Internet. Think about that. We encourage them to limit it. So this is something that has exposed troop locations and secret operations through an exercise app. And their only response is, well, we tell people, it'd be a good idea if you limit your social media usage because that can be used to find you and everything. And yet they want us to give up our freedom to protect us from China, from Russia and others. When they won't even take the basic operations that they need to do. I mean, when you look at it, I guess we've been at war with so many nations for so long that we don't even think about the fact that we're at war anymore. Because when we were at war, they used to have government censors in the Department of Defense, and they would go through and they would redact the letters that the soldiers would write home and say, no, that gives away too much information. They would go through that stuff by hand because they were serious about it. Serious about it. Even though this was something that is being sent in the mail to somebody on the other, snail mail, they were afraid somebody would intercept that and glean this information. This is stuff that is put out publicly, circulated all over the web. Anybody can tap into it and read it. And they don't even pay any attention to it. But we have to have a national security initiative so we can spend lots of money for the military-industrial complex and take away lots of control of you. And as I pointed out yesterday, this whole thing with 5G, it's about content control. That's the possibility that they're going to be able to control your content. It's not the possibility. It's the reality that they're going to control your content. They're going to track you. They're going to know everything that you do about it. We've now had FCC Commissioner Pai, a great guy, by the way. There's a couple of people in the Trump administration that are just outstanding stars. Pai is always right about freedom issues, and Scott Pruitt is always right with the EPA stuff. Both of these guys are really shining stars from what I've seen so far. But anyway, Pai, who was the one who blew the whistle when the FCC wanted to go in and put investigators in newsrooms to analyze how people were reporting and collecting their news, he said, wait a minute, that's not the job of the FCC. We're not supposed to be looking at content. And then when this memo comes out and says, we're going to nationalize this so that we can be secure because the military-industrial complex wants this. He goes, that's not our business to do that. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. But understand that it is not his position to sit there as a gatekeeper. It's not part of the FCC's job to look at the health effects or the privacy effects of this 5G network. And it is not being looked at. And that remains. And it remains as a very big issue. When we come back, we're going to talk about this, and we're going to play give you a little bit of background on what's going on with these German automakers doing human experiments and tell you what we saw over the same issue, over diesel fumes. When we come right back, be right back. I'm David Knight.
FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been removed from the Bureau just one day after the FBI chief read the secret FISA memo. McCabe's roles in both the Clinton email investigation and Russia probe came into question after it was reported last week that he is named in the four-page memo alleging shocking revelations of collusion and corruption. McCabe's removal comes the day after acting FBI Director Christopher Wray read the FISA memo on Capitol Hill and on the day the House votes on its release. Though McCabe is set to retire sometime in March, the timing of this development is pretty peculiar. One source said McCabe was exercising his retirement eligibility and characterized his decision as stepping aside. And McCabe was even taunted on Twitter by President Trump after news of his retirement broke in December. Trump tweeted, FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
German car makers under fire for tests on humans and monkeys. Yeah, humans might be okay, but not those monkeys. We reported on something exactly the same. I'm going to run you the report of what happened here in the United States. But first, what's going on right now in Germany, and what's the reaction there? Because it's very different than the reaction that we had in America, from the American people, from the American press, and from the American government. German car makers came under fire yesterday following revelations that they helped to finance experiments that saw humans and monkeys exposed to diesel fumes that have been linked to asthma, to lung disease, and to heart attacks. So what happened when they showed this? Well, they said that sparked widespread outrage led by Chancellor Angela Merkel, who strongly condemned the latest controversy to engulf the nation's powerful but scandal-tainted auto industry. Now, they might not have been so upset about this if the intention was to create more regulations, which is what happened here in the United States. There, the intention was to show that the diesel fumes were harmless, and that's the the dog that did not bark and all of this. But we'll talk about the intention of this. She said these tests on monkeys or even humans are in no way ethically justified. But as I'm going to show you in this report, the EPA used not just, they skipped the monkeys, they went straight to humans, and they selected sick humans to try to get the most effect out of this. This was research that was funded by Volkswagen, Daimler, and BMW. They ordered a study in Germany measuring the effects of inhaling nitrogen oxide gases on 25 healthy human beings. And like I said, here in the EPA experiments, they chose unhealthy individuals. That's what they were selecting for. The revelation came just days after the New York Times wrote the same organization had carried out tests on monkeys in the United States in 2014. They had locked 10 monkeys into airtight chambers. They did the same thing here at the University of North Carolina Medical School and Research Triangle Park, where I lived. And they did that, and they did it with humans. But here, they gave the monkeys cartoons to watch. They didn't do such a thing for the humans in North Carolina. Here's that report from 5 years ago.
I think they're looking for an excuse to justify regulation. And towards that end, they're breaking every law about human research. You know, you're not supposed to be, you don't treat human beings like guinea pigs, which is essentially what they're doing.
The Environmental Protection Agency has been conducting tests, human experiments, folks, by piping diesel fumes straight out of a truck through a pipe. They mix it with a little air. And then it goes into a little chamber. You might just call that a gas chamber, because that's what they call it. It's a small room. People sit in there for 2 hours and breathe these fumes. The question is this allowed? Is EPA even authorized to do this? And if they were, did they do it properly? Well, they did not. These people didn't know the risks they're at.
Particulate matter or soot causes premature deaths. It doesn't make you sick. It's directly causal to dying sooner than you should.
And they get exposures that are above the level allowed by EPA for all the rest of us. And what is most disgusting is that EPA actually sought out subjects more likely to be harmed by this than the normal person.
She's obese. She's not healthy. She has a history of health problems. She has a history of heart problems. Okay? And EPA is giving this woman PM2.5.
Particulate matter or soot causes premature deaths. It doesn't make you sick. It's directly causal to dying.
That's Obama's EPA director.
Now, how much PM2.5 did they expose her to? Well, they exposed her to 111 micrograms per cubic meter. The EPA standard, the most you can be exposed to on a daily basis without, you know, your local government violating EPA standards is 35 micrograms. So they're exposing this woman to three times what EPA says is legal. So I filed a Freedom of Information Act with EPA. It struck me as odd that they only reported about this one woman. And in that whole case report, there was no mention that they had tested anybody else. And I find it hard to believe that, you know, they would set up this whole experimental apparatus just for this one obese woman. What's the, you know, that's not scientific, nothing else. So I found out that there wasn't one, but there were 41 human subjects. Exposure wasn't limited to 111, which is already three times higher than the EPA standard. The highest was 750 micrograms, which is 21 times the EPA 24-hour standard. It's 75 times higher than the average U.S. outdoor level.
And the bottom line is Steve was right. EPA was wrong. They're doing something that should never be done, should never have even started. And it's not around the edges. We're talking about taking human beings and exposing them directly to diesel exhaust coming directly out of a diesel truck.
And I think there's actually a lot more. These experiments are a lot more comprehensive. I found 41 based on the information. You know, I've come across. I think there's way more than 150.
You mentioned that nobody's allowed to see EPA research data.
Right.
So they maintain that they're above FOIA requests?
Absolutely. Well, they've set up sort of like a firewall to get the data, because the data has been sort of leased from a private organization by university researchers who are the EPA grantees. Mm. And they, when you ask EPA, they say, well, we don't have the data. Our researchers do. And if you ask the researchers, well, you know, we've leased it. We can't give it to anybody. So it's secret science.
Wait, we heard about Nazis that would take the exhaust and put it back into a truck. They'd arrest people, put them in it, and then pipe it back in. I mean, this really does bring up Holocaust-type imagery.
Well, it does. And I will say that, you know, in normal scientific discussion, when anyone brings up Nazis, the discussion ends because people think you're over the edge. But the reality is, and EPA and the University of North Carolina, in their own statements, explain that the rules associated with human experimentation begin with an understanding that this is what the Nazis did and we won't do it again.
The guiding code of ethics goes back to the Nuremberg trials because of Nazi medical experiments. And the Nuremberg code is still the ethical standard by which medical experiments are to be conducted. So how do these experiments stand up to the Nuremberg code?
Was there voluntary consent? Well, no, because the people were lied to. Instead of being told that PM2.5 could kill them, they were told that PM2.5 might cause a little bit of coughing or wheezing. It goes away in 2 to 4 hours. Don't worry about it. Fruitful results. Well, you know, I've got to say, EPA already regulates PM2.5 basically to the max as much as it can. You know, this research, there's really no point in it because EPA has already condemned PM2.5 and already regulated. Risk proportional to societal benefit. Well, how's that risk proportional to societal benefit? How's the risk of death? I mean, that is what Nuremberg was supposed to prevent. Researchers must terminate upon belief that injury may occur. Okay, well, here, the woman that went to the hospital on an emergency basis that, you know, EPA concluded that PM2.5 caused her emergency visit, she was only the 24th patient among the 41. So EPA, although they concluded that PM2.5 caused that woman to go to the hospital, they still tested for another 17 patients.
How would you compare it to the fight against cancer? Reducing particulate matter.
I was briefed not long ago. If we could reduce particulate matter to healthy levels, it would have the same impact as finding a cure for cancer in our country.
Can you say that sentence one more time?
Yes, sir. If we could reduce particulate matter to levels that are healthy, we would have an identical impact to finding a cure for cancer.
That's a pretty good cumulative impact.
Well, and the difference is we know how to do that.
So the EPA administrator is telling us that 570,000 Americans per year are killed by PM2.5, or one quarter of all deaths.
We've got planning dangerous experiments. We've got approving dangerous experiments. We've got lying about dangerous experiments. We've got conducting dangerous experiments. And when you add it all up, it's conspiracy, fraud, and assault and battery. And I have also written to the Orange County DA. Orange County, I guess Chapel Hill's in Orange County, and that's where the district attorney is. So we'll see. There's also civil liability.
Okay. All right, that was what was going on as I came to InfoWars, just before I came to InfoWars. And now we've had a repeat of this in Germany. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how this is different there. Being used different, reacted differently to here. Here, they didn't have a problem with human experimentation. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whew, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
About to start working here at InfoWars, and it was something that was happening in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. The EPA, which has a massive facility there, was working, conspiring with the University of North Carolina's Medical Center to perform experiments that violated not only the ethical points of the Nuremberg trials, but also the specific incidents. I mean, it wasn't just the spirit of the law that was violated, but the letter of the law. Deliberately seeking out individuals who had respiratory or heart issues, exposing them to diesel exhaust. They filtered out the carbon monoxide that would kill somebody. But other than that, they put the diesel exhaust, they essentially hooked them up to tailpipes of diesel engines. Because what this was a part of was an effort to stigmatize, to demonize, and then to essentially ban diesel engines. And it's kind of interesting that we went from there, and then by extension, of course, all internal combustion engines. But they focus on diesel first. Why? Because diesel is so fuel efficient. If you look at the overall from well to wheel, as they put it, in other words, from the point where you extract the fossil fuels and you burn them, because let's face reality, is that that's what provides most of the fuel throughout most of the world. When you look at it over the entire cycle, even if you believe that the carbon dioxide that's being put out there is something that is causing global warming, and I don't believe that at all. But if you put that out there, these engines compare very favorably with electric vehicles because the electricity doesn't come by immaculate generation. It doesn't just magically appear. As a matter of fact, we would talk to people and we'd say, you know, where does, what's your favorite source of energy? And you'd be surprised the number of people would say, electricity. That's not a source. It's an end product. You have to do something to generate that, whether it is fossil fuels or solar, or which has to be combined with batteries, or wave, which has to be combined with batteries, or whatever, biomass, any of that kind of stuff. So when you look at it as an overall picture, internal combustion engines look very favorable to this. Now, why do they have to get rid of internal combustion engines? Well, here's another part of the equation and another place where diesels excel, even more so than gasoline engines, and that's durability. They don't want private vehicles around. This is part of the bigger strategy. I'm trying to give you the background here. And so they went from an effort here with the EPA trying to stigmatize, demonize, and ban diesel engines and willing to test humans, select humans who are going to have reactions to this. And Steve Malloy saw that. He put out he actually created a website, epahumantesting.com. You can go back and read what he was saying about it there. And we broke the news here on InfoWars. And eventually some other places like Washington Times and Forbes picked it up over another month or so. But when it went to court and we tried to stop the human testing, the American courts said, no, we're not going to do it. Not going to honor that injunction. So they're paying people $12 an hour, hooking them up to this, seeking out people who have respiratory and heart issues, trying to find some problems with it. And that's how Steve Malloy found it, because they did have some people who had some problems with it, saying that at the same time, Lisa Jackson, who was Obama's head of EPA, lying with Congressman Markey. They had set up a little back and forth, and they even flubbed their lines. One of them read the other person's lines first. I mean, it was so staged. And now he's Senator Markey, because, you know, you do that kind of lying for the establishment, and they reward you. So he is now Senator Markey, and she's saying more people die from fine particulate matter than die from cancer. Absolute lie. So then fast forward a little bit, just to a year or so ago. And what did we see? We saw the EPA, the same people who were testing humans without their consent, violating the Nuremberg prohibitions, coming out and leveling a $4 billion, with a B, $4 billion fine against Volkswagen because they said you cheated on your emissions. We've never seen an automobile company, even when they were at fault and people were dying because we had the exploding gas tanks on Pintos or the rollovers or the SUVs, they would levy fines of them that were three orders of magnitude less. You know, millions of dollars, not billions of dollars. And this was something designed to send a big message to Volkswagen that you will not, and to Mercedes and other people, you will not build diesel engines. We don't want something that's going to be a competitor to electric vehicles and it's going to last for a long time. But now this has come out. Why? Why are they revealing this now? Well, because they want to put a further nail in the coffin of the internal combustion engine and to say, look at how evil these people are and how evil this is. But here's the bottom line, folks. Even with that human experimentation by the EPA, and even with this human experimentation, even though they hooked up monkeys, let them watch cartoons, they hook them up to diesel exhaust, and did the same thing to humans. They used healthy humans in Germany. You know, they're not as bad as the Nazis here at the EPA were under Obama, but they detected no significant effect. Didn't have any issue. So it's basically a non-issue unless you want to impose a superstructure over our infrastructure, if you want to take it over. Now, let me just throw in one thing in passing here, a good example. Mazda has a next-generation gasoline engine. They have been able to achieve the effects of a diesel engine with a gasoline engine. So it operates in two different modes. It's something that all the automakers have tried to do but haven't been able to do. And Mazda's been able to get it to work, just like they were the only ones to get the rotary Winkel engine to work. And the interesting thing about this is that it gets a thermal efficiency. This is unprecedented, folks, in engineering. A 56% efficiency. That means that it is the first time anybody's ever created an engine that where the majority of its energy is turned to power rather than to heat loss and friction. We've only seen a couple of other places where they even came close. Mercedes had a Formula One team, an experimental engine, had an efficiency of 50%. AMG had an F1-derived engine that was a street-legal supercar that got 41% thermal efficiency. But the Mazda engine that they would actually be putting in passenger cars before too long actually gets 56% efficiency as a thermal engine. And they're saying this could be a way to keep internal combustion engines alive. So look for the government to find some way to attack that company because they're coming up with engineering solutions that they don't want to have happen. You know, we look at the massive subsidies that are being given to companies like Elon Musk to create electric vehicles that 99% of the people don't want. They don't want them and they don't need them and they're going to burn down our infrastructure just like these flamethrowers that he's selling in California. It's just crazy. But that's a great analogy for what they're doing. And if you look at the way Ford is talking about this, because this all plays into the smart city initiative and the 5G initiative that I was talking about yesterday. They're putting in the 5G because that's what's going to be used to control these autonomous cars. And what is the path to the future? Well, Wired has an article about Ford. How do they see themselves? Ford says, well, with the power of AI and the rise of autonomous and connected vehicles, mobility technology won't just be incrementally improved. It will completely disrupt our infrastructure. That's the Ford CEO. And you have to understand that these people, and it's going to be the big auto people, the big phone companies, they are all working with the government. So they can say they're not going to nationalize the communications grid. But let me tell you something. In a private-public partnership, and you're going to hear that word used a lot tonight and in the coming weeks, a private-public partnership is a nationalization. It's just the way that we do it here in America. If it was communist China, they would just take ownership of it. They say, or Venezuela, they would just say, all right, we're going to nationalize this industry. But here in America, we don't have communism. We have fascism. And so what they do is they allow the veneer of private ownership, just like Hitler worked with Mercedes, he worked with IBM, he worked with these other corporations to get them to do what he wanted to do. He let them make profits, and they were more efficient than if he actually took over control of the companies and tried to run it. And that's one of the arguments that people were making against 5G. They said, this is never going to happen because the federal government can't make things. They only pass laws. And so they're going to look to Ford. They're going to look to Tesla. And they're going to put this through. Here's some of the other stuff he had to say, the CEO of Ford. He said, a total redesign of surface transportation system with humans and community at the center. Community at the center. They're talking like the communist urban planners that have been destroying our infrastructure here in America, failing to build it. A big part of our infrastructure problems here are the fact that we have urban planners who don't want you to have mobility unless they control it. And this is, he continues to talk about things, and he sounds very much like somebody reading from a UN agenda script, like UN Agenda 21. He says, a new, very 21st century goal. Ford will put less effort into convincing people to plunk down their credit cards for personal cars. They don't want you to have personal cars. They don't want you to have cars that last. They want you to have cars that don't last, like electric vehicles, where it makes absolutely no sense for you to own it. And they want you to rent your ride from them. That's their business model. And they're working with the government to set up a control model to limit your travel, to limit your communications, and to monitor your communications and monitor your travel.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block. Available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to try to tie this stuff together because it is all related. Agenda 21, the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, 5G, autonomous cars, smart cities, all of this is tied together. The human experimentation that is allowed in America and celebrated in America and lied about in America, saying that, oh, more people are dying from diesel fumes than they are from cancer. Nonsense. And then the fact that they would come after the Volkswagen executives for cheating on their emission tests and then come after this, have exactly the opposite response to these experiments in Germany. And, you know, we're talking about the overall cycle of carbon production in this. And we look at how much cleaner something that would get a 56% efficiency, as Mazda is now saying, their gasoline engine that they're about ready to release, they have solved the issue of making a gasoline engine operate as a diesel. So you get the best of both worlds here. And a 56% efficiency, unheard of before. And when we look at this, that makes it far more efficient than an electric vehicle if you look at the production of energy. And to bring this into the Paris Climate Treaty, for example, in China and India, because their fuel plants are so dirty, they're still using fossil fuel, by the way, and their plants are so much dirtier than ours. You only have to get in the mid-30s in terms of miles per gallon in India and China to do better than an electric vehicle there, because the electric vehicles are getting their power from a dirty fossil fuel plant that doesn't meet the kind of standards that we have here. That was the double standard that was at the heart of the issues with the Paris Climate Treaty. Of course, it was also there to establish a worldwide tax on energy use, to control you individually and to control the economies of various countries. But when we look at what the big corporations are doing, here's how this ties together with 5G. The information that came out on Sunday was that the military-industrial complex wants to have 5G. They want to do everything they can to push this forward as hard as they can. And that's why they're pushing smart cities and autonomous cars as hard as they can. They're getting rid of all safety regulations that our government has spent our entire lives trying to squeeze every last bit of safety out of an automobile experience. Now they're just saying, oh, we don't really want to think about that when it comes to autonomous cars. We're just going to clear the roadway for them. No concerns about safety. Why are they doing that? And again, it goes back to the agenda to get the Bundys off the land, to get the Hammonds off the land, the ranchers, the miners, the loggers, to force you into the cities. These are communist urban planners who are working on a UN agenda to confine you in the cities. That's where all of this is coming from. That's where the 5G is coming from. You need to understand this before you buy into this simply because it's being sold to you by Republicans or by President Trump. It's not necessarily a good thing. And it's not necessarily a good thing to have a public-private partnership to do this. That's what made Hitler so effective, a public-private partnership. It's called crony capitalism, it's called fascism, and it's not something that serves us well. It's what is the thing that is the basis for your toll roads here in America. So with that in mind, let's take a look at Ford, for example, as they're now transforming themselves into a smart cities company. Ford, they say, is trying to woo partners. Mobility companies like Uber or Lyft, car sharing companies, bike sharing providers, because you're not even going to own your own bike. You're not even going to own your own car. They don't want you to own any kind of transportation. You will share your bicycle with these people. And they say, as partners, entire cities. Yes, that is the intention. I've related the story of when I went to a city council meeting in Raleigh, and the woman who was there had just gotten back from Russia. She was so excited that she could ride anywhere on the Russian subway for just a nickel. And she said, that's what we need in little town of Raleigh. We need that kind of public transportation that is so affordable. And I said, you have no idea what the cost of that is. It costs you all of your freedom, your independence, and the dollar figures that are involved in that. It's not a nickel. It costs you everything. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1-2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Yesterday, I talked a great deal about 5G and the memo that was published by Axios, saying that the military-industrial complex was trying to sell the Trump administration on nationalizing and accelerating a rollout of 5G technology. And I'm not going to go through and recap everything that I had to say. You can see that video on our YouTube channel. It's Real News with David Knight is the YouTube channel. And the video was, I think it was a 5G IoT, because IoT is where they talk about the Internet of Things. And I said, well, you know what the Internet of Things is? You know what that T is, what those things are? Those things are going to be tumors and tyranny. Because that's what you're going to get with the 5G technology, the way that they're going to use it for smart cities. I mean, the technology, look, technology is always a tool, always a tool. It can be used for good or it can be used for bad. But we know why they want to roll out this 5G technology. They have to have this high speed because they want to track everything that you do. And inherent in this, this 5G technology that operates at a very high frequency microwave is something that affects your health. As I pointed out yesterday, first experiments that they had, first test that they did, they tested it on rats about a year and a half ago. The American Cancer Society said, well, this is the worst test we've ever seen of any cell phone radiation. This gave very rare heart and brain tumors to rats, but only to male rats. Oh, isn't that convenient with all this Me Too stuff, right? All the hatred of toxic male masculinity and all this kind of stuff that they're going on with. But understand, put this in context of what is going on with spermageddon, as people are talking about 60% decline in sperm count in the last couple of decades. Why would that be? Would it have anything to do? Certainly it is something that is in our environment. It is not a social decision. We've always been told that the declining birth rate in Western nations is simply because of affluence. As we become more affluent, we decide later in life to postpone having children and starting a family until much later in life. And then it makes it more difficult for us to have children. Well, certainly that is an effect, but you don't get this kind of crashing fertility rates like we've seen throughout Western Europe and the rest of Western societies with that alone. There are toxic substances in our food, in our water, and in the air that you can't even see. The cell phone radiations, the multitude of radiations that you're exposed to, and this is going to get much worse. But we're going to rush ahead because you are part of a vast human experiment. And that's why I thought it was very important to go back and review this experiment that was being done by the Environmental Protection Agency, the people that are there to keep the environment healthy for you. And they were looking for sick people and hooking them up to diesel equipment. And now when they do it in Germany, they freak out about it because it was for a different purpose. One of them was to demonize internal combustion engines. The other one was to exonerate internal combustion engines. That's why the German automobile manufacturers are doing it. And so now they're demonizing them for doing the human experimentation, which they should be demonized for. But the EPA should have been demonized for it as well. It's just the end result that they wanted to get in this. And, of course, both of these experiments show that the subjects were not harmed. Subjects were not harmed. They had some incidents with some of the people that the EPA was experimenting on because they were already sick when they exposed them to many times the level that they said would kill people. But they're conducting a human experimentation with it. And they don't, you know, so many people in America cannot believe that the government would ever do something that would be harmful to Americans. They can't believe that they would engage in harmful experiments against humans. So I would tell you to go back and look at the Tuskegee experiments. Or take a look at this EPA human experimentation and so forth. And understand what they're about to do with you, with 5G. Now, in the wake of people coming out and complaining about that, FCC Chairman Pai said, I'm against this. I'm against building and operating a next-generation mobile network. I'm against the federal government doing that, he said. And it came after this report from Axios. And, of course, the justification of all this was we got to protect ourselves from the Chinese cybersecurity threat. I said the reasoning for the recent repeal of the net neutrality rules was that government regulation was choking off investment by telecom and cable providers in new technology. So they come back and they support this on the basis that we want to have innovation. And yes, we do. We want to have innovation. We want to have new tools. But we also need to take a look at how the government is using it in light of all the privacy violations. I spent the first hour of this program talking about what the FBI and the NSA have been doing. What do you think they're going to do when you give them more tools to do this? That's what 5G is about. Giving them more instruments of tyranny. Turning it into an internet of tyranny. And also the health effects, an internet of tumors. And so the main lesson to draw from wireless sector's development over the past three decades, said Pai, and 4G is that it is the market, not the government, that is best positioned to drive innovation and investment, which is precisely why they will not have the government build this as a investment themselves, why they will do a private-public partnership, because the government can't build anything. The government doesn't produce anything other than rules, and they don't follow them themselves. They make you follow them. But that is one of the reasons that this is so dangerous, because when we look at what they're doing with censorship, what do you see? You see companies that were given seed money by the CIA's venture capital firm InQtel, companies like Facebook and others, creating these social media de facto monopolies. And then those companies can engage in the most draconian censorship. And the federal government can step back and say, I didn't do that. That's the company. That's a private company. This is America. You don't tell private companies what to do. They just incentivize what they want the private companies to do. And as I said before, that's precisely the way they exclude third parties out of election debates. They make them jump through all kinds of hoops to get on the ballot. And once you get on the ballot, they have a third party, private organization, that will determine who the debate participants are. And so it's not technically the government that is excluding these independents and third parties from the debates. It's the people who are operating the debates. And they do the same thing with social media. It's not technically the government that is doing this. It's just the people who, like with Google, Eric Schmidt makes 200 trips to the White House in a couple of years. But then he censors other people. He shuts down view counts on YouTube. or Facebook with their explicit censorship and their close connections to the intelligence agencies. And so they don't have any direct government control. And that is the way, that private-public partnership is the way they're going to control our communications infrastructure and our transportation infrastructure. And as I've said before, if you have, as military people said, you control the way your enemy moves, the way your enemy communicates, and then finally you control the way that they shoot. I know, quite frankly, if you control the way that they move and communicate, you hardly even have to worry about shooting. But we're focused on the shooting. And we don't see the threats on our communication as much. We're starting to see that. People are starting to wake up and understand the tools of censorship and how this is crony corporate censorship. It's not government censorship. They're not going to do it directly, just like they're not going to build a 5G network directly. But they will use the same types of indirect control to shut this down. That's where we're going with smart cities. That's why the UN agenda for this. And as you look at these what these people are saying in terms of where this is going, we have again the corporations, the FCC is pushing back on this, the industry is pushing back on it, because you've already got a lot of these corporations that are rolling out the 5G. They've already made a big investment in that, and they're ready to push this out. So they just want the government to get out of the way, but they will work with the government, and the government will work with them. In the same way that they will force you out of private cars. As Breitbart points out, their headline, the Trump administration 5G wireless plan is not nationalization, and it is not dead. It's quite frankly something a lot more devious than nationalization. And it is not dead. It is the undead zombie crony capitalism that just continues to increase and increase. It's not just our physical infrastructure, the toll roads, but it's everything in our infrastructure, even the communication. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Lionel. It'll be interesting to see what he thinks. We are in the middle. We have a brief respite here between the Grammy Awards and the, what are they calling this thing here, these activists who are coming out. They're going to have a People's State of the Union in order to counter President Trump's State of the Union tonight. So we're going to talk to Lionel about that and other issues when he joins us in the next segment. Before we get back to the news, and I want to talk about Hillary Clinton and some of the things that have come out in the last day or so about Hillary Clinton and the interview that Piers Morgan had with President Trump. Before we get back to that, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program and all the operations here at InfoWars is InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got a lot of our newest products on sale. We have Carnivore and Floor Life at 33% off. A couple of new products that were released at the beginning of the winter, along with Cell Force and the Real Red Pill. Those are 50% off. And the newest product that we've got out, Bod Ease, is now 50% off. As I mentioned, we found it, my wife and I found it very effective for inflammation, as well as it supports your body's fight against toxins and supports your liver. So take a look at the information about Bod Ease. If you want to try it, you can get it right now, 50% off, one of our newest products. We also have Alexa Pure Breeze, which disappeared after a sale that we had. It's now back in stock and $50 off. A great time to be focused on the purity of your air, as we've got a home that is probably locked up pretty tightly, as ours is. You're trying to keep warm, and it's flu season. This is a great way to purify your air. Very attractive device, very quiet. You don't hear it operating. We love it. We got one when it was on sale previously, and that is now $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze. And finally, InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack. You can get Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, two fan favorites, and powerful supplements for 40% off. So take a look at that at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to play for you, again, as we go back to the Grammys on Sunday night. They had a lot of celebrities that were reading from the Fire and Fury fictional book that was put out by Michael Wolff. And they ended up with Hillary Clinton. And I want to play for you what she had, the excerpt that she read. And something that just came out as Piers Morgan was interviewing President Trump at Davos. So here's Hillary Clinton reading from Fire and Fury.
Bye. Take one.
He had a long time fear of being poisoned.
One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming, and the food was safely pre-made.
That's it. We've got it. That's the one.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
The Grammys in the bag?
In the bag.
Oh, so what do you think about that? Do you think that they saw any irony in the fact that Hillary Clinton would read an excerpt about President Trump's fear of being poisoned? I mean, was that deliberate? Were they trying to give him a veiled threat? Of all the people around Hillary Clinton and all the Clinton sides and everything that we see. And then when President Trump was being interviewed by Piers Morgan, the British press noticed that he had a glass of water with a little white cap on it, like you would typically see when somebody is covering up an empty glass to keep dust from getting in it. And people were saying, you know, what's going on with that? And Piers Morgan said, oh, it's a new Watergate. He goes, Trump had his glass covered with paper to stop him from being poisoned, and he claims that he has an aide whose only job is to provide him water. Well, why do you think President Trump would be concerned that somebody like Hillary Clinton would want to kill him? The long list of people associated with the Clintons. I was just talking yesterday about the Canadian couple, pharmaceutical industry, and how they had connections to the Clinton Foundation, how they had been involved in the Haiti scam. And then suddenly they turned up dead. And at first it was said, well, it was a murder-suicide. And then it was like, no, there's absolutely no way that this was a murder-suicide. The family of this wealthy billionaire, I think he's like the third richest person in Canada, pushed back against that. I talked to you about that yesterday, so I won't go into all the details. But yeah, they've admitted now that it was a murder. They were not found hanging and dangling. They were found strangled and sitting up against a railing, amongst other things. And again, the guy was not in great shape that he could have done that to his wife. And he ran a pharmaceutical company. You think if he wanted to do a murder-suicide, it'd be a little bit easier than getting violent like that. So they're now saying, no, they were murdered, but they have absolutely no idea who would have done it. It's just a coincidence that they were involved with a Clinton's Haiti scandal. And now we've got another individual who needs to watch his back. A New Jersey township has reopened a sexual assault investigation on a Democrat mega donor tied to Hillary and to John Podesta. This guy is from Switzerland. See, the Clinton crime family is an international organization. So when you see some of these people, like this Swiss guy or the Canadian guy, and they've got connections to the Clintons, and they better watch their backs, because a lot of people wind up dead that have business dealings with the Clintons. And so, yeah, you want to try to paint Trump as being paranoid? No, he's rational. He's rational. And then at the same time, we see yet another example of Hillary Clinton's behavior over the weekend, where she is covering up, or that is discovered that she was covering up for her religious outreach person in her campaign. This is a guy who was a religious figure in the Hillary Clinton campaign, guilty of sexual assault, sexually harassing somebody. And so what she did was she covered it up for him. And then she puts out this bizarre social media thing where she continually uses the word that rhymes with riches, activist riches, supporting riches, if you know what I mean. She puts that out there to put her street creds up as she's doing that. And so then tonight we're going to have, as President Trump is doing the State of the Union, we're going to have the State of Disunion put out by the People's State of the Union. All these celebrities, every other night we've got to be lectured by these celebrities. And here's one of them lecturing us. We have Michael Moore out there saying the need to remove him, and also any Democrat who is in the way of removing him, is at this point a moral imperative for each and every one of us. Removing him and Pence and the whole disgusting lot of them still won't be enough. We must remove and replace the system and the culture that gave us Trump in the first place. And, of course, that's what they're working on with social media, is trying to change anybody who speaks anything other than the official Hollywood Democrat line. And we seek to rid ourselves of Trump. So we must cleanse the American soul of our white male privilege, says Michael Moore. This is what's going to be going on the alternative channel. Let's play a short clip, because we don't have time for much of it, from the co-founder of Home Depot, talking about how Democrats like Nancy and Chuck don't have any brains as they oppose the Trump tax cut.
Bernie, essentially this back and forth, the Democrats saying, you know, $1,000 is chump change, it doesn't really move the needle much. You say what?
I say that that interview you just had is the most incredible thing I've ever heard. I really actually laughed out loud. You want to talk about somebody who is off the charts and doesn't understand reality. That's your last guess. It's Schumer and Pelosi. $1,000.
And again, he's somebody who's created Home Depot. And he goes on in the interview to talk about small business owners and how they're going to be hiring one, two, three different employees because they've got a small business. It's going to trickle throughout the economy. Everybody is seeing this. We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, I put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're ready to talk to Lionel again. You can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, and on Twitter, at Lionel Media. So joining us now from New York is Lionel, our Emmy Award-winning TV news decoder that joins us frequently, a frequent guest here. Always happy to have Lionel. Thanks for joining us, Lionel.
These are the greatest times, David Knight, of our life. In 30 years of whatever the hell it is I'm doing, whatever you call this, this analysis, this review, I am getting to the point where I can't, I get up in the morning and I have a full-time researcher, ex-Intel guy, I've got my own, sending me stuff on QAnon. I'm thinking, would you stop it? Did you see this? Who is ES? Who, what is, it's like a decoder ring. Do you remember anything being as exciting as this ever? Do you remember, I mean, Watergate?
Oh, yeah. Everything is exploding right now. And it's, this is much, much bigger than all the intrigue that was happening with Watergate, when you and I were in, what, high school or whatever.
Exactly.
Right? Much bigger than that.
Do you remember that one high school? Cause we're exactly the same age. We, in fact, it's eerie how similar where we're from. But do you remember, David, that one summer during the Watergate hearings where everybody watched it? It was like, this is great. That was nothing. Watergate nothing.
Right. I mean, this thought it was great because we had, controlled media at the time, you know, so it was a little bit of a glimpse of what was going on. But now the curtain is really being pulled back.
Well, but what's also interesting too is there are many, many, you know, I love, I'm fascinated by the notion of extraterrestrials because I think that's really the big issue because that would explain a lot. And also that explains why they don't get out of their vehicle and stretch their legs because we're all insane. But we live in parallel universes. David, as we sit here right now and we are listening to this Q stuff, which is, I mean, you've got McCabe who was just, The lies stepped down. They knew exactly. They know what's in this memo. Don't give me this thing. Christopher Ray says, well, I went Sunday to the other. Oh, Lordy, I do declare. You mean this is what's in it? You know exactly what was in there. What are you talking about? David, McCabe, think about this. His wife. Oh, imagine if this is Trump. McCabe's wife is running for a state senate in Virginia. State Senate, and Terry McAuliffe and others say, hey, how'd you like $700K? Wait a minute, isn't your husband the same one from the FBI who's in charge of investigating Hillary Clinton? Well, I'll be a son of a gun. Well, anyway, keep the money.
What a coincidence.
Now, another thing is, the left wing, these wings don't have any. The other day I did an interview with one of the most incredible people, and God bless him, Jerome Corsi. Now let's think about this. Jerome Corsi is not by any stretch of the imagination, you know, ancient, but he's like 71 years old, he's been around, knows what he's doing, he's brilliant. And he is like Bernie Sanders in that he has engendered and inspired the passion of young people. And he's on, this is the hippest guy. Right. He's decoding. Okay, fine. So I have him on and he's blowing my mind from what he is just going through. And you and I know about child sex trafficking and what we have been talking about forever. Okay, make a long story short, the enemy, I guess, whatever you want to call this, there's an organization called Right Wing Watch. And they have this article, Jerome Corsi, quote, when the storm breaks, we'll see films of global elites butchering children. And they put quotes around it. What these idiots do, and they don't really throw me into the mix because I guess I'm a right winger now. I said, honey, guess what? I'm a right winger. I didn't know. But what they do is they take the truth or what's been presented and they put quotes around it. And then it can sound like it's crazy when in fact, thank you, Right Wing Watch. You did you spread the word.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton supposedly had sex with a young intern and a form of DNA was collected on her. Yes. Thank you. And you can do this all you want. You just told me the story. So is it that these people do not believe this. I got to tell you this one. I can't let on. But recently I was at an event with a bunch of people I know in the biz. Because New York, especially the news media, they don't live in a bubble. They live in the bubble, within the bubble, within the bubble. Okay? So I'm talking about this stuff, and they're talking about QAnon, and I mentioned the QAnon, which is, David, is our deep throat. This is our Mark Felt.
Yeah, that's right.
But just like this device, my phone, no, but because of Twitter, and Trump have allowed us to speak directly, now we have our own personal deep throat. I don't have to have this concocted story about, you know, Woodward and Bernstein. So anyway, so as I'm telling people in the business, the biggest organizations, they're looking at me like, so help me God, one says, CoQ10? I said, no, not the vitamin, not the supplement. QAnon. What are you talking? Is that like Blue Mountain? You mean the thing? They bring the food to your home? Seriously, I thought to myself, you're in the business. So what are they doing tonight? As the president is going to give the most watched State of the Union address in the history of our republic, what are they going to be talking about? Kimmel's going to have...
Yeah, that's going to be in New York. So these people are going to be going to this little rally that's all by all the little Hollywood celebrities there, the People's State of the Disunion, right?
But they're going to have Stormy Tempest Star, Blaze Star, whatever, the stripper with Trump is saying, are you kidding me? And by the way, did this woman sign an NDA or not? Did she sign a non-disclosure agreement? I mean, I'm just curious. Does anybody honor these things anymore? Not that I would know, but it's like, what are you going to do with a woman who sat during an interview and stared, blinking like Jeremiah Denton? Help me. I'm being tortured.
So when you said the storm is coming, they thought they were talking about the porn star, right?
Yes, right. Tempest Storm. But, well, we are really Asian girls. Here's one for you. Rusty Warren. Rusty Warren, Dave Knight. David, but anyway.
Yep. I don't know Rusty Warren. That's one I didn't get. Nope.
Well, that's whatever. Remember the adults had these albums, party albums? Anywho, to make a long story short, this right now is going to be the State of the Union. And normally the president comes out and it's always, gee, I got to explain something. Hey, look, we're at war. Hey, look, this war is taking a little too long. Now the economy is going crazy. You know, wall, people are going. This is going to be, you know, the last time we saw something as exciting as tonight. Remember Lenny Skutnik when Ronald Reagan pointed to the man who dove into the Potomac and saved that woman? And Ronald Reagan started that practice of looking up to the gallery, of having the guest. Lenny Skutnik. Air Florida, went into the Potomac, this guy dove in. Trump's going to walk up magnificent. And here's my dream. I want Trump to be able to say, now, everybody, look under your seat. There's a manila envelope. Open it.
It's the memo.
Instead of Oprah saying, you've got a new car. He's like, you've got the memo. Read it. Here it is. I'm the president. Yeah. Last night, David Muir on ABC, the Lister, you notice how he sits like this? He's like 10 after 6 was his nickname. He's like this. David Knight, let me ask you, is this room on an angle? So anyway, he asked somebody.
He must be leaning to the left, obviously, right?
Oh, he said, do you get the impression that President Trump is maybe trying to take command or control of his Justice Department? I said, it is his Justice Department. What do you think he is? Have they just dispossess themselves of all knowledge as to how our country is run? I ask.
Well, the better question would be, is President Trump going to take control of the shadow government? And that's what they're concerned about. We'll be right back with Lionel. Again, you can find Lionel on YouTube at Lionel Nation, also Twitter, Lionel Media. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been removed from the Bureau just one day after the FBI chief read the secret FISA memo. McCabe's roles in both the Clinton email investigation and Russia probe came into question after it was reported last week that he is named in the four-page memo alleging shocking revelations of collusion and corruption. McCabe's removal comes the day after acting FBI Director Christopher Wray read the FISA memo on Capitol Hill and on the day the House votes on its release. Though McCabe is set to retire sometime in March, the timing of this development is pretty peculiar. One source said McCabe was exercising his retirement eligibility and characterized his decision as stepping aside. And McCabe was even taunted on Twitter by President Trump after news of his retirement broke in December. Trump tweeted, "FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go." Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back, and you're in luck. You've got not one, but two lunatics. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Lionel, and we're talking about the new Watergate. And there's a couple of different Watergates. You know, we had Piers Morgan joking about the fact that President Trump was concerned somebody's going to put something in his water. Why would he be concerned about that? I mean, we just had Hillary Clinton read that excerpt from Fire and Fury, where President Trump allegedly said he eats a lot of McDonald's because the cholesterol scare is far less than the fact that he might be poisoned. And they had Hillary Clinton read that. I mean, what do you make of that, Lionel? I mean, that is that kind of a creepy thing to do with all the people surrounding the Clintons all these different years, all the Clinton sides, and you have her read a passage about poisoning somebody.
Arkinside, as we call it.
Exactly.
By the way, best bumper music. And you know what? You know, speaking of the Grammys, you didn't know this, but I submitted my own particular talent this year in the Billy Joel category. I'm a manualist. Go. I'm a manualist for years. I've been doing this. You may be right. You may be crazy. And I was rejected. May I just say something before we get to this very, very quickly? You know, David, there's one thing I think that we Americans hate more than anything else, and that, of course, is swallowing hair. But next to that is, of course, unfairness. The Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment is basically our world of saying you've got to treat people the same. Now,
that's right.
When they said that the Oscars were too white, they're too white. Look, here's my too white. There you go. Hashtag activism. The hell with the marching. What? I'm not going to give you a donation. No, I'm going to write something on my palm. Here's Michelle Obama. Bring back our girls. Did we ever come back? I don't know. I washed it off my hand. I don't know. Well, okay, fine. So it was too white. Now, when I watched the Grammys, if I said, is this too black? If anybody said, is hip hop our only music? Do we not have jazz? Out of 84 actual awards, 9 were presented, 11 were women, and they're doing this Me Too business, but there are no me's in the hypocrisy. Now, I'm not suggesting, I don't really care about the Grammys one way or the other, but if I said, are there any white performers there? Don't say that! Why not?
That's right.
All I got to do is look. Is there something that I missed? Is there something in the memo? You know, it's this kind of hypocrisy that drives me nuts. And for Hillary Clinton to come out, okay, here's one for you, and I'm going to throw this out to your team. The great Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks had a song called How Can I Miss You If You Won't Go Away? That's Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is like, go away. And to show you the DNC, instead of having a Cory Booker or somebody, if you want to go African-American, that's fine. Maxine the Wig Waters, what are you, nuts? What about the lady with the hat, Frederica? I mean, is there an internal sabotage on the part of the DNC? I'm looking back.
And then look at what she did besides, you know, the creepy reading. She comes out and when it's learned that her faith-based coordinator was coming after women and she reassigned him and protected him, she comes out and she says, I called the lady in question today to tell her how proud I am of her and to make sure she knows what all women should, that they deserve to be heard. She deserves to be heard, not to be protected, but she deserves to be heard. This is the thing we continually hear from these people.
Yeah, she deserves to be heard, handcuffed and shackled and muffled in the back of a trunk of a car. You know, this is amazing. To show you how these people are, you think Hillary Clinton would say, oh, hey, do me a favor. We haven't had a good Arkansas in a long time. Why don't you Vince Foster her butt, his butt, and show him how it's done? In fact, that's okay. Take care of him. Daring to embarrass me like that. It's amazing the degree of protection they show towards people. I mean, we're living in a world. Listen, did you ever think? Now, listen, you remember this, and you can say whatever you want about Nixon, and he was crazy and everything. Okay, fine. But didn't Nixon ever kill people? As far as we know, did you ever say, well, you know, I mean, Mac Wallace.
Well, there wasn't a body count of everybody that was like, you know, one level removed from him, you know. I mean, nobody has had a body count like that except the Clintons. And of course, you probably saw this thing about the Canadian billionaires and this mysterious circumstances of these people as they were involved with the Clintons in Haiti and so forth. And then, they wind up beating themselves to death or whatever.
Well, going back to Nixon, there was never any, B.B. Rebozo was not the Mac Wallace that was to LBJ. You know, if these Clintons have so bamboozled people, if we had Detective Columbo on today, he'd say, ma'am, one question. What happened? He slipped. Okay, that's it. End of discussion. No intrigue, no questions, no zip. But here is the most critical thing which is happening right now. For the longest time, we knew that the deep state, shadow government, shadow state, the police state, surveillance state, intel, asset stripping jackals, whatever you want to call these people, we knew they were there. And I love this right-wing watch. The conspiracy theorists call the deep state, yeah, the deep state. Where have you? And this thing called cancer. Yes, cancer, yes. There are these things that have infected our government. But we're about to get this thing ripped apart. And I'm telling you, David Knight, DK as you're known in the street, because you're OG, my friend, Hillary Clinton is the last. As long as Hillary Clinton stands, as long as she parades out and laughs, there is no justice. Somebody's That's going right. to say, it's time. And I don't know where you're going to be. Everyone, close your eyes. Close your eyes and think, I don't know where you're going to be. You might be at home. Somebody might call you. You might get an alert. You might be somewhere, and you'll hear that Hillary Rodham Felon, the oven mitt fashionista, the woman who with the Mao jackets and the bunker gear, that she has been arrested, formally charged, frog marched into some local district court, a mugshot for anything. Servergate, who knows?
And they need to start with some of these people like Comey and McCabe. I mean, McCabe's got multiple investigations that are open on him with the FBI. And yet, you know, we were talking about Nixon and so forth. You had Carl Bernstein, played the clip earlier in the show, coming out and saying, well, this is the Monday Night Massacre. Of course, he's alluding to the so-called Saturday Night Massacre where Nixon right. fired the special prosecutor, Archibald Cox. And then you had the attorney general, the deputy attorney general resign and protest and so right. forth. But that's not what's going on here. I mean, we learned that, not only is it just the memo, you got Christopher Wray going down, taking a look at the memo and says, well, you know, let me go back and talk about this with my guys. And then the next day, Andrew McCabe resigns. And from what people are saying, it's not just the memo, but also the inspector general's report showing that he had called people and told them to alter their official interview reports.
One final question, depending upon the time. What is with Democrats and the way they have sex? Now, I know this is the family show, but hear me out. You've got Anthony Weiner, who never
Great segue.
Met any... Well, I know, in my mind it is, but you've got Anthony Weiner, who couldn't pick any of these women out of a lineup. He never even met them. It's this high-tech flashing, this virtual adultery. I don't know what he's doing. He wants to take pictures of things. Okay, now you got Strzok and Page, his gumata, right? Okay, fine. Did they ever do the nasty? There you got 50,000 texts! And I think, too, we should do this or that. You think maybe we want to, Peter, you want to maybe get together and, no, this is more fun. Let's talk about the insurance policy. Okay, so if he's caught and his wife says,
they're Uber nerds.
Right, but if his wife says, I've caught you, says, what are you talking about? Who has time to do the nasty? I've got 50,000 texts. We never did. This is the way we do it. Anthony Weiner doesn't want to meet. When a Republican does it, by God, he meets them. You walk in, there they
are. That's because for Democrats, conspiracy politics is sex. And that's what we've been seeing for the last year and a half, right?
Somebody quote that. Please, everybody get the granite out, chisel this in front of the studios. Because it is, they can't even do this right. I mean, what kind of an affair is, I'm just saying, am I old fashioned? Am I so jaded? I mean, none of this makes any sense. And wait until, and by the way, the reason why the Hillary Clinton thing is so important is because of the fact that when you hear the assassination jokes bandied about, not even jokes, that makes the particular selection from the book even more poignant. Because
That's right.
These guys aren't kidding around.
Oh,
when
no.
they talk
yeah.
about insurance policies, when you read those, not even sexting, maybe to them it was, that's how serious it is.
That's why I think they deliberately picked that. Yeah. And so we're going to find more from the Washington District of RICO criminals. Thank you for joining us, Lionel. And of course, that concludes our broadcast today. You can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel. And thank you, folks, for listening.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine, and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.